Surfy Yagaya Sada Wada da 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 da.
How's it going, everyone, this fine morning? I'm your host, Connor Keys, and I'm here with
Robert Lingerfield,
Marlo.
We got a special guest today.
Cox.
Now we are going to interview Connor Keys
and Mr. Cox.
Who would like to go first? Out of you two. We'll go with you, just so you can get out of here quicker.
You gotta ask me a question.
I already asked. Alright, let's go. What game was Connor's best performance this year?
Best performance. If we're gonna talk about like purely performance based,
it doesn't matter team win.
Ignoring wins or just like outright scoring and stuff. Honestly, that first JV game, Connor's only JV game, he pretty much proved that he was a varsity level player and he didn't need to be playing in our JV games, and he's been getting a lot of varsity minutes because of that.
Do you attend the varsity games as well? What's his best varsity performance?
It's kind of hard to pinpoint one for Connor. Connor's a very good defender, so he gets a lot of defensive stops. Definitely need to work a little bit on that offensive game, but he's getting there.
Would you define him more as like a paint beast or more of like a out on the perimeter, putting the dirty work in, you know?
In game, I'd say he generally gets a lot of his points off of putbacks or offensive boards, things like that. Does a lot of high hustle plays. However, in practice or when we're just playing like pickup or something like that, he's always shooting from the perimeter, so I'm waiting to see that in game.
Oh, indeed.
So he's a scrappy player, grip ball type of guy. So, Connor, how would you rate the season? Like, how did it go? Better than last year, worse than last year? Just give me a whole rundown. Start yet.
Well, for record-wise, last year was definitely better.
This is individual performance. Individual means you.
Last year, I was injured a lot. I didn't really play a lot of games. So I think this year definitely was a lot better than compared to last year. You know, Mr. Cox talking about my offensive game, bro.
Ooh, yeah.
He's talking smack. I don't even think it's that bad. You know, when I get my opportunities to get in to score, I do.
Ooh.
And defend as well, you know. I feel like that was a little hate.
Ooh,
not gonna lie.
One could say it's constructive criticism, you know. So there's always room to improve.
Yeah.
So, okay, big question. 1v1. Where is it going? Mr. Cox, I'll ask you first. What's the result of the 1v1?
What, between me and
you? Between you and C. Keys.
Connor can guard me in the paint.
Oh,
he's basically saying he'd own you.
Cam knows he can't guard me in the paint.
Yeah, I really want it.
So, what would you say this?
Connor could outrun me though, so I'd probably lose if we're running around a lot. But
so it's just a 1v1, half court 1v1. 2-11. What score? Winners.
Score? I have no idea. I couldn't tell you the score.
But are you winning?
If I've got no value over fun and I just post them up every single time, I'm probably winning.
All right, here we go. Now the clap back.
Let's be realistic for 1 minute. The score is 11-2, 11-4 at most. Me, he's getting smacked.
Oh, okay.
We're rematching. I already beat him.
Oh.
So I guess we'll have to rematch because I haven't heard those words yet.
Oh.
Would it be more of like a dominant in the paint type of scoring or shooting perimeter? What would the game plan be?
He can't guard me anywhere.
Oh. Woo! So he said there already was a match. Will be a rematch. Is this true, Mr. Cox? Has there already been a 1v1 played?
I think at like the beginning of the year we did it where Connor was only offense and I was only defense. But I don't think.
Did you get smoked?
Time when I play against them, they normally challenge me while I'm wearing khaki pants and wearing my glasses. So, you know.
Yeah, see.
Indeed. Connor, confirm whether that's true or false.
It wasn't an offense or defense. We both had chances at offense and defense. We played winners, but he didn't get the ball much. That's why I don't remember much of the offense.
Oh. Woo! All right, so I'm thinking we got a... Cam said he would beat Mr. Cox. Mr. Cox said he would beat everybody. Everybody said they would beat each other. I said we got to get a little tournament. Well, it's a nice 1v1 tournament. That's just me, though.
Little king of court.
King of court, indeed.
I certainly hope my high school basketball players in shape can beat me in 1v1.
Oh, so you're kind of dissing yourself in that one? Or you want your players to be more successful?
I want them to be better than me out of shape.
Okay. Oh, he's calling for it.
Mr. Cox, that's... No. You've been in shape. You're good.
So, Mr. Cox, you played high school varsity basketball?
I never played varsity. I got injured before that.
Ooh. Okay. So, do you think you would start on the South Hunter basketball team in your prime?
Considering I'm taller than everyone and I played center, probably.
Not in terms of personnel, it would just make sense.
Not over my glorious King AZ.
What about your glorious King?
He is, you know, Mr. Double Double.
He's tall, he's broad.
Great build.
What happened to the you'll be in the 1v1 mentality?
Well, you know, because I taught him everything he knows.
he's his apprentice.
I taught him everything, so it's like, you know, the
you
student.
You want to see him succeed.
The student will never beat the teacher, you know.
Master.
Yeah, I own him.
Let me hear more about AC for a bit.
But he's a very great player, you know. Averages 30, like, so good. You know, he gets all the rebounds and Dylan. But now Dylan's out, so.
Where do you think this team this year would be without AC?
We wouldn't have a single win on the board.
Not even against teams like Belvedere?
Not close.
No?
Yeah. I mean, AC's just.
What about his game makes him so flawless?
He's, you know, tall, the fact that he can move so fast. He can shoot the ball well. He's got a good handle. Them spin moves, you know. They be breaking my ankle sometimes on the bench just watching. just watching.
Cam, when you see AZ do these extravagant moves in game, what goes through your head? What goes through your head when he does these moves that just make you just want to, like, I don't even know.
What do they make you want to do?
No. What do you think of them?
I'm like, wow, like, he could be in the league right now.
What league?
The NBA.
The National Basketball Association.
Never seen anyone do those kind of moves, especially as professional.
All right, you talk a lot about his offensive game. Defensively, where does he stand at the team?
Well, you know, he has like a 44-inch vert, so it's like... So, you know, I mean, perimeter, I honestly don't even think I've ever seen him play defense on the perimeter, but, you know...
No. What rate? Can I get a 1 out of 10 rate on his perim D?
Since it's AZ, I'll probably say, like, you know, he's tall, so no one's really shooting over him. He can just, you know, his wingspan. And the crown on his head is shining, so I don't think the shooting will really work for the person on offense. So
I'd probably say like a good 8.5, 9 out of 10.
So if AZ got crossed up in the game and you witnessed it, what do you do?
Well, you know, that did happen.
What was going through your head when that happened?
Well, at first I was like, wow, he got crossed. But then I realized, like, he had a brace on his knee.
Oh yeah, he was injured.
But if you think about it, before that happened, he did the same thing in the corner. Like, he went like this, someone fell, a little
three ball.
So it went in, but, yeah, I mean, it will never happen again if he's fully healthy.
Hold on, bro.
If he's fully healthy, it's not happening again.
If AZ was a 2K player, what's his overall?
His overall. overall is probably the first 100 overall in 2K.
What? So everywhere in his game is a 99.
Yeah.
Does he have any flaws to his game, Cameron?
The only flaw that he has is not being bad. I mean.
Cam, on a fast break, what? Explain to us. Like move by move, what's he doing when he steals the ball and he's say he's at half court and he has to score this way. He's already at half court. What is he doing?
You know.
Oh my God!
Oh my! Ah! Ah! Oh my God!
We have a section about you on the podcast. Sit down, Mr.
Cameron. Who we went? Aaron Zalesic was good.
Talking about you for a while now. He said,
quote, defenders would not be able to shoot over you because the crown on your head shining too bright. Kim, so could you, since now your king is here, could you explain to us like what everything you just said about his offensive game?
I said, you know, the way he can move is just so glorious, you know, like he can be in the NBA by now.
If draft were to happen today, NBA draft, where is he being selected?
Like this year's NBA draft, like with all the other rookies?
Right now.
Victor Wembanyama's trash, so AZ's going over him. He's going first overall pick, bro. Like nothing crazy. Just look at him, like.
You look at AZ, just take a look at him right now for me. Describe him. Describe him. Give his physical features.
The looks, I mean, so cute. Great build.
Off the court.
You know, got some good legs. So athletic.
Aaron. How does it feel to receive such high praise from a talented man like Cameron?
That's the glazer right there, you know what I mean? I mean, I do appreciate him, you know? He always gets me my sandwiches whenever I need them. He holds up the door for me. He's always there when I need him. I really appreciate someone like that in my life.
Support.
So when you look at someone like Cameron, AZ, what goes through your mind? You just look.
Nothing. Nothing goes through my mind. That's what I just see Cam. I just see a goon, bro. He's a goon.
Cameron claims to think you are a king. Mm-hmm. He has a crown for you and everything.
He might have a shrine for you at his house. How does it feel to have just be loved like that?
Especially by Cameron.
Warms my heart, you know what I mean? To be called king just means so much by Cam. I really do appreciate it. I have a supportive figure like that in my life. I love it.
King just left the room, and with that, Mr. Cox as well left. Where Mr. Alright, here's what I gotta say about everything with Mr. Cox. He was talking crazy. He always likes to talk crazy, but like anyone catches him on the court, especially me, he's.
Continue, Mr. Cox.
Damn. There's nothing really to say much about him. Just. Yeah, it's Mr. Cox. So what other questions you got for me this year?
So, Connor Geese, would you recommend just a basketball player, any random basketball team in the nation, would you recommend them to have Sir Cox as their coach?
Here's my take on Mr. Cox. He's a smart man. He knows what he's talking about. He's really good at taking stats. He's very good. What? And his, like he's a good coach. He takes stats. He's got all the percentages down. He knows a lot about the other teams. Knowledge is high, but when it comes down to it, he's too much on the quiet side. You know what I mean?
It's a. Should be more vocal.
It's a flaw. Yeah. If he improved on his vocal game, you know, I understand new job first year, everything's gonna be Everything's going to be like, so I won't say nerve-wracking, but he's getting used to it, so it's new. So if he gets better at that, you know, he could be a very good JV assistant coach. I had him as a JV coach for about one or two games, and I wasn't playing much. And then Cameron joined.
And then that was the day everything changed when Cameron Barlow joined the basketball program. All right, we have any more questions we'd like to ask Connor?
Yeah, you got any questions? I can answer.
Well, yeah.
I got one.
Wait, yeah.
When you step on that basketball court, I believe every player should have someone that inspired them to play basketball. So for you, who is that? Who was that basketball player?
That basketball player is my glorious king, Wardell Stephen Curry.
No, amazing.
No, you're not talking.
Number 30. If there's anything I could talk days on end about him. He's just so good.
He's not better than AZ.
He's just so talented at the game of basketball. Curry's build, his muscles, his legs, his thighs, his shooting stroke. Oh my. We just got word AZ's taking Cameron to Wingstop if he doesn't throw any food during lunch.
Let's go, bro.
Yeah, so I'd say Wardell Stephen Curry, my king.
So, how does it feel to be on the court with a player of Aaron Zelastic's caliber? And we can't even, the leadership of Elio Ambrosino, the two combining factors of those just men. So, how does it feel?
Are you talking about games where I start with them?
Just games in general.
So I started a decent amount of games this year, of varsity. When I start a game with, when I'm sitting down, waiting to get introduced, I'm seeing my men next to me: AZ, Dylan, Aaron Parisi, Alex Romano, AZ, Ellie, all these boys. It's just great talent to come out of South. Just inspirational. And playing on the court with them boys, you know, it's the last year. Potential last game today, Thursday, state game. It's sad because, you know, I don't got much time left with these boys. Last game, that's why I had to pop out today, even though when I'm sick. But when I'm in a game with Elio, his leadership, his ability to talk with that mouth, it just shows how great of a leader is. And Aaron's
great basketball IQ.
His great basketball IQ, his passing, all that stuff. And then someone like Aaron Zelastic, where a great two-way player.
Score on anyone in any position.
Yep, like Cameron said, very, very well, very good player. I think something that put AZ back this year was definitely his injury. We definitely would have done a lot better if we had him throughout the six games we didn't have him, where he was injured.
Would have broke 1,000 for sure.
Would have broke 1,000. And yeah, but when I play a game with them boys, I'm just, you know, a lot goes through my head. Even though it is fun, that's what you got to do at the end of the day, is have fun with them boys.
It's a great answer for Connor, very from the heart. I think. One last question. Sure. Does the bond you have with any players outside of the court help you on the court? You know what I'm saying?
Not talked enough about. Very, very hidden. Me and Dylan Gallagher. We got a pretty good relationship. Now I'm boys with Dylan. I don't know. He's very Oh, hold up, wait. I'm looking at his stats right now. He's, for his first year, I mean, he played freshman year, but, like, not really. He's put up 223 points on 176 boards.